Shaylee Peters joining you here on the Rural Radio Network, and it's time to take a look back at this week's market activity as we visit with Patrice Herman from the ARC Group based out of Lincoln. And Patrice, looking back at the grains this week, a very positive week for them. Why don't we just start out by looking at the numbers here?
We had a great week. We were in the green on every single commodity as far as the increase from last week. We had corn, both sides of it, July and the December board up 15 cents. July soybean board was up 20 and a quarter cent for the week, and then July KC wheat was up 18 and a quarter for the week. So that was a nice week, big rally.
All right, and then of course the big news of the week, everybody was waiting for that USDA WASDE report that came out Friday. Touch on that, some of the reaction we got there.
Yes, like I said yesterday afternoon, the report overall was mostly neutral, but then the world data came in a little bit negative. Corn was pegged at 2.11 billion bushels. That was fairly neutral. Soybean ending stocks were pegged at 495 million bushels. That was up 15 million bushels from trade expectations. And then the wheat was at 924 million bushels, and that was also up 10 million bushels.
So where do we go from here? Because, of course, everybody was kind of looking to that report. Now we're past that, do we go back to a weather-traded market?
Yes. Up next, now that the report is out of the way, weather is going to be back in the spotlight. We're expecting to see like a 1% to 2% decrease in the corn progress. That will come out Monday afternoon. The extended forecast looks dry for the spring crop areas, which will, if that happens over the weekend, that will keep the spring wheat climbing up on the board, which will also affect our other wheat markets, the Chicago and the KC wheat. Down here, Dodge City, Alva area, southern Kansas, the red winter harvest is getting going. There is going to be a premium for protein, it looks like, so far this year. So as a producer, if that's something you don't typically test for, it might be something you want to look into this year.
And I know one thing you guys like to talk about a lot are those seasonal averages. What are we looking at here, especially, you know, we're headed into June now, middle of June, into the rest of summer?
Yeah, moving towards the end of June here, before we know it, we want to see guys about 80% sold of your insurable guarantee or whatever you're comfortable with, whatever that target is. We want to see that completed by the end of June. June, July are historical highs. So with that in mind, we want you to be prepared to be able to catch a bounce in the market on your remaining bushels that you need to get contracted, whether that's with a market order, some sort of option strategy. So at this time of the year, you need to be talking to your broker, making any type of acreage adjustments that you have changed or increased, or if you need to reduce some yields, wherever you need to be. And then while you're talking to your ARC broker, you know, stick to that plan. There's a reason why we have it and why we keep harping on it over and over. Stick to that plan and it'll pay off year to year.
All right. Thanks so much. Patrice Herman joining us this week from the ARC Group, taking a look back at this week's market activity. If you would like to visit with Patrice or anyone else from the ARC Group, you can give them a call toll free at 866-574-2724 or go online to agriskconsulting.net. I'm Shaylee Peters on the Rural Radio Network.